Adele has some competition, and it's hilarious. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One More Thing.
So before we get to that, as we all know, there's been a tremendous amount of fraud around all the COVID relief money, like the fraud they had in California is the biggest fraud in the state's history.
Gigantic unemployment fraud, yeah. Tens of billions of dollars.
So here's a guy in a tiny town in Georgia who is claiming he had a business with a bunch of people working there, and he got $85,000 in 1 month last year.
Score.
Claiming that he, you know, had all these employees that needed help and everything like that. So what did he do with his $85,000 he swindled we taxpayers out of? He went and bought one expensive Pokemon card. He bought a Pokemon card for about $58,000.
Wow.
Collectors have been bidding up the prices for trading cards. Some people believe it's a bubble. Regardless of that, it reminds me, I wish we could run this experiment, but this is some example of that right there. Have you ever heard people say, if you took all the money in the world, I don't know if that works in the world. Let's do America. If you took all the money in America and you divided it up equally, it would end up back in the same hands at the same amount over an amount of time. Because there's a certain amount of, there's a certain crowd that's just not going to handle their money well. And there's a certain crowd that's good at it that will end up with it. That's not completely true, obviously.
No, it's at least half true, though.
But it's at least half true. And this guy right here is a good example of it. You swindled the government out of this money. They're probably never going to catch you, but you take almost 60 grand of it and put it in a Pokemon card. You freaking mouth-breathing, paste-eating moron.
No kidding.
Anyway.
Should have gotten $85,000 worth of scratchers.
So,
double your money.
Oh, we thought this was hilarious. We've been selling a lot of Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. Armstrong and Getty Let's Go Brandon t-shirts.
Let's go Brandon.
I'm wearing one right now, please.
And I was looking at the Apple Music charts over the weekend. As of Saturday morning, the number one song in America was the new Adele song, which is really a fabulous pop song, if you like that sort of thing. Really good.
Is she still sad? She was sad in the last album.
Yeah, Sad Girl Autumn. That's what's happening. And then number three was Fancy Like Applebee's on a Date Night. But the number two song in America was a Let's Go Brandon song.
Right.
Which I didn't even know there were songs.
Well, God forgive me. I was following this over the weekend on the Twitter. And one of the guys involved, I can't remember the names. Maybe Michael has them in front of him. But when I checked Sunday, the number one streaming song on Apple was a Let's Go Brandon song. Adele had fallen to second. And there was a different Let's Go Brandon song in third.
Wow.
So do you have the artist names? And I use that term loosely in front of you.
Bryson Gray.
Bigger
this is
than
the Bryson
Adele.
One song.
Right.
Let's hear various it. Shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Somebody gotta do it. Hey, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. When you ask questions, they start banning. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it. Hey, hey.
So a couple of interesting notes about this guy. You can have it maybe quietly in the background. He is a Christian rapper. Never any obscenities, never any sexually explicit anything. He just tries to preach the word. He was banned from YouTube for medical misinformation in the song. I can't even understand what he's saying. And he said, wait a minute, what medical misinformation?
All right. So I'm kind of surprised that they don't tip their cap to what the Let's Go Brandon comes from.
The next one actually does. Go ahead. Who's the human involved in this one, Michael?
We only have one of the songs. The other one we weren't able to get.
Unavailable because it has the F word in it?
I believe it was taken down.
Why didn't somebody tell us that before we friggin' started into the friggin' podcast, you bunch of friggin'... I almost said something regrettable.
I did tell you, I thought.
Does everybody know the joke, though? I never know how many people are in on the joke or not. The F. Joe Biden stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I mean, my mom and dad might not be, although they might be. I might be surprised. Maybe I'll call and ask them today.
All right, so all over America, sports games, NASCAR races, whatever, people have started to chant F. Joe Biden. It's rude. It's obscene.
We
got to stop.
We got a text today from somebody who went to their kids' liberal college football game over the weekend, and the crowd started chanting Fuck Joe Biden.
No,
come on, man.
So anyway, while crowds were chanting that at a NASCAR race, and a little reporterette was interviewing the winning race car driver, whose name was Brandon, she claimed that they were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." We have that handy.
So
we'll edit this out in post.
So, as we've talked about on the show, I'm not in favor of the coarsening of America. I find this hilarious, but I'm not in favor of the coarsening of America. For instance, Donald Trump Jr. is outselling T-shirts right now that say, "Guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people."
Alex Baldwin.
Trump also took to Instagram saying, "Let's all watch Alec Baldwin blame the gun. It's only a matter of time." Donald Trump Jr., facing a backlash over having these T-shirts, "A woman died, this isn't funny," said, let me jump down to what he said. He rejected criticism of his actions in an Instagram story, saying, "Screw all the sanctimony I'm seeing out there. If the shoe was on the other foot, Alex Baldwin would literally be the first person pissing on everybody's grave trying to make a point. F him." Which is, I think he's right about. But
strong stuff. I think they took his SNL impersonation of their dad to heart.
I think this is the problem with the coarsening of society. You use the other side's coarsening as a justification for your being coarseninger, and it just keeps going until we're just like living like cave people.
And that's a good point, you stupid idiot.
I don't know. I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Well, the other Joe Biden song, the other Go Brandon song, has the F Joe Biden chant in it. I was really looking forward to it.
Do you think it's a better song? And what, do you have any sense of whether these people make any money off of this?
YouTube channel, he'd be getting lots of clicks and probably have an ad up there.
Possibly from a YouTube channel, yeah. But not from a streaming on Apple David Crosby said, whatever song it was, there were 1 million downloads of a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song last month. Here's what I made. It was like 87 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you're not going to make any money off of that. It's amazing you can have something that giant, bigger than Adele's number one smash hit right now, and you won't make a freaking dollar off of it.
Right. Ray Stevens puts out The Streak, and he's got a mansion and a yacht and a vacation home in the Ozarks.
Times change. What are you going to do?
Well, I guess that's it.